Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Romans chapter 12, verse 8. I know, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me and the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 17. Integrity. We know King David as one of the most gifted leaders the world has ever known. His bravery inspired incredible exploits by the mighty men, his battle strategy won many conflicts, and he welded the divided kingdom back together with his diplomatic skill. If we look back to his younger years, we find that his leadership skills and character were shaped during years of obscurity on the hillsides tending sheep. During those seemingly empty years, day after day and night after night, he paid attention to the task before him. He led the sheep to better pastures and fresh water, and he killed a lion and a bear that attacked them. Alone with his thoughts, he prayed, reflected, and developed literary skill as he wrote his prayers to God. When the time came for David to act to rescue Israel from Goliath and the Philistines, his heart was strong and his hands had been trained. Some of us find ourselves living and serving in obscurity. David's example helps us to stay in the game, to sharpen our skills, and to strengthen our hearts so we're ready when the time comes to act. Describe times in your life when you felt passed by. How did you respond? What are some things you can do to sharpen your skills and strengthen your heart?